Tonight, we have a new speaker, Brother Christian Torres, the minister at the Lindsay Church of Christ in Lindsay, Oklahoma, where he's been since May of 2021. His subject title is, Do You Know the Church of Christ? Do you know the Church of Christ? Romans 16 and verse 16. At this time, please, let's welcome our new speaker tonight, Brother Christian Torres.
Thanks so very much, Brother Tommy Brooks. Thank you so very much for the invitation, and thank you so very much to every single one of you who are calling and who are listening. Thank you very much. Now, as Brother Tommy mentioned, the lesson for tonight is, do you know the Church of Christ? Have you heard about it? Now, let me tell you that in a day and age where we have easy access to vast information, whether it be global news, politics, the most current disease, and a wide array of sermons and articles published by many religions, many denominations, I do believe respectfully that the Church of Christ is still not known by many, which is a shame, which is very, very sad. Because in the pages of the Scripture, we can know that there is one church. That the Church of Christ, as Romans chapter 16:16 reminds us of, is the church that we read in Scripture. Now, there are so many reasons for the confusion. There are so many reasons as to why people do not know about the Church of Christ. And as I have mentioned, there's much confusion out there about where people should go to church, since there are so many churches. Now, it is hard to hear the truth, to identify the truth amongst all the noise that is in the world out there, isn't it? Now, some simply do not care about religion, so they don't care to investigate what is the church that we read about in the pages of Scripture. Some others place more emphasis on the idea of entertainment, and their decision to go to a church that looks like a show is therefore a priority, which is, again, is very sad. Others know about the Church of Christ, but they are so ashamed to belong to it, and therefore never invite or tell others about the church. And the truth, brethren and friends listening to us tonight, is that the church is so, so very important to God. Let me tell you that the fact, or let me ask you a question. Do you know that we cannot preach Christ without his church? Now, some people out there say, give me Jesus without the church. I have Jesus in my heart. I don't have to go to any church. I don't have to get up early on Sunday. I don't have to wear my Sunday best and go and sit down on a comfortable padded pew and listen to a sermon. I know that I got Jesus in my heart, and that is all that I need. Well, let me tell you that you cannot preach Christ without his church, and vice versa. Colossians chapter 1:18 says, and he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. The Bible tells us also in Ephesians, in the book of Ephesians chapter 1:22-23, and he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. You cannot have Jesus without the church, because the church is the body of Jesus, and Jesus is the head. Let me remind you, brethren and friends listening to us, which I am so happy that you are calling tonight. The church is so important, because if we are part of the church that belongs to Christ, that we read about in Scripture, then I can assure you, not only me, this is not my opinion, who cares what I think? We care what the Bible says. If we belong to the church that we read about in Scripture, then we can find salvation. And that is the simple gospel truth. Ephesians chapter 5:23 says, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its Savior. So here is what I am trying to say. If you belong to the one true church that we read about in Scripture, then you can find salvation if if you live a life of obedience and if you are faithful till death. Revelation 2:10. Acts chapter 2:47 reminds us, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. If you are added to the church of Christ, the church that we read about in the Bible, then, my friend, you are going to be saved. But again, that does not mean that once you're saved, you're always saved. You have to remain saved. You have to remain faithful that you may get that crown of glory. But also, sadly, there are so many who profess to obey Christ and do his will, but you know what they do? They belong to a church that we cannot find in the Bible. Now, I know that this is a hard truth to hear. I know that this is going to make some people uncomfortable, but I would say, don't you want to hear the truth? Don't you want to hear and do what the Bible says simply? My friend, I am not trying to offend you. My friend, I am not trying to hurt you. I am not trying to say that I am better than anybody else. No, that is not the case. But I am just simply trying to speak as the Bible speaks. And if we belong to the church that is in the Bible, and we have been baptized according to Acts chapter 2:38, then we have received a biblical baptism, and we can be part of that one true church. But if you have not done this, if you have not obeyed the gospel, then I would go on to say that you are not part of that church. Now, again, as I mentioned, saying things like this can seem incredibly hateful because we live in such a world where we have to be careful with the words that we say, but again, we have to speak the truth, but we are doing it in love. We are doing it because we care. We are doing it because we want you to be saved. Now, there is a big problem, and that is that many do not know the Church of Christ. Let me remind you of these following points. Do you know that the Church of Christ is in the Bible? In many denominations, many people, many of those who are religious, who consider themselves to be right in the eyes of God, cannot find their church in the Bible. Now, there used to be a time when the world knew about the Church of Christ so much because the members were very active in the evangelization of the world. They took things in matters seriously. So I am speaking to us, brethren, at this time. In Acts chapter 17, verse 6, the Bible says, and when they could not find them, they dragged Jason and some of the brothers before the city authorities, shouting, these men who have turned the world upside down have come here also. Here is my proposition for you as a Christian. We need to turn the world upside down or right side up in our communities by living a life of faithfulness, by proclaiming the gospel, by not being ashamed of the truth and speaking the truth in love. My friend, if you are not a Christian, let me remind you that you can be part of the One True Church and you can also help us in doing this. Now, people from everywhere spoke about the church, and they call themselves by different names. Do you know that in the Bible, Christians were known by different names? In Acts chapter 19:9 and also verse 23, they were known as the Way. Notice what Acts 19:9 and verse 23 says. But when some became stubborn and continued in unbelief, speaking evil of the Way before the congregation, he withdrew from them and took the disciples with him, reasoning daily in the hall of Tyrannus. Now, verse 23, about that time, there arose no little disturbance concerning the Way. Now, let me also remind you that Christians were known by some as the sect of the Nazarenes. This is in relation to Jesus being from Nazareth. In Acts chapter 24, verse 5, the Bible says, for we have found this man a plague, one who stirs up riots among all the Jews throughout the world, and is a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes. This is in reference to Paul. Now, what a great honor to be associated with Jesus of Nazareth. I am not ashamed of that at all, but I am proud of that. And I am happy to deal with the trouble that comes by being a Christian, because it is for God. To God be honor and glory. Let me remind you of another name. In Acts chapter 20, 28, we know that the church is called the Church of God. Now, be careful with this, because out there we're going to find the Church of God, but we have to look at the doctrine. We have to look at what they do. We have to look to find the one true church. We got to pay close attention to all of those things that we might identify the one true church. But in Acts 20, 28, the Bible says, pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to care for the church of God, which you obtained with his own blood. This is in relation to Jesus. He purchased the church. And as a result of that, we know that the church belongs to God. But if Jesus paid the price for the church belongs also to Christ. It is the church of Christ. And now in Romans chapter 16, as we have mentioned as our verse that we utilize now to spring from, notice what Romans chapter 16:16 says. The church in the first century, the church that we read about in Scripture, was simply called the Church of Christ. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the churches of Christ greet you. Now, it is my belief, friend, it is my belief, brethren, wholeheartedly speaking, that if we only had the Bible and we did not have all the noise of the world concerning all the denominations, concerning all the garbage that is being taught online, on the internet, on social media, that if we just had the Bible and we read it carefully and we studied carefully those words that we find in those pages, that we will arrive to the truth and that we could find simply the Church of Christ. Now, again, I am not trying to be mean with this, but it is just a simple truth that we are trying to teach in here. You know, I am not going to tell you a lie. I am not going to preach my opinion. We are looking to book, chapter, and verse and letting the Bible speak in here. I'll just get out of the way and go through all of these passages with you tonight. The church had favor with all people. Acts chapter 2, 47, the Bible says, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. Now, the church in the first century was so very well known because the members took seriously their duty to make the church known. In Acts chapter 8, verse 4, the Bible says, now those who were scattered went about preaching the word. And that is what we are trying to do. If you're connected to this call tonight, we're just trying to preach the truth of God's word. Nothing else, nothing more, just the truth. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 7 and 8, the Bible says, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and in Achaia. For not only has the word of the Lord sounded forth from you in Macedonia and Achaia, but your faith in God has gone forth everywhere, so that we need not say anything. Brethren, are we taking the word of God everywhere? Are we preaching the truth of God's word with our heart? Are we really taking matters seriously and going to our neighbors and letting them know concerning the one true church that we read about in Scripture? Just a simple truth. Romans chapter 1, verse 8, the Bible says, first, I thank God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is proclaimed in all the world. I am so glad that I belong to the Church of Christ. Now, we need to be serious about evangelism of the world. We need to be serious about this church that we read about in Scripture. Now, let me remind you of another thing. And here's a question for you to ponder, for you to think about. A point to ponder, if you will. Is the Church of Christ another denomination? All right? You hear that question? Is the Church of Christ another denomination? Think about it. Think about it very well. Well, let me tell you the answer to that, and then I'll go on tell you the scripture, what the scripture says, right? The simple answer to that question is no. The Church of Christ is not a denomination. But many think that the Church of Christ is. And even some members who ought to know better act as if the church were a denomination. Well, respectfully, some do it without thinking, and others do it on purpose. Those who do it on purpose are those who teach as doctrines the commandments of man. Matthew 15, verse 17, 7 and forward. Now, there are those also who trample the blood of Jesus, which was used to purchase the church, as we read about, 1 Peter chapter 1, 18 and 19. Now, to say that any denomination is as good as the church that Jesus purchased is to make the sacrifice of Jesus of no value. So be careful. Be careful, brethren. Be careful, Christian. But also be careful, friend, that you find the one true church. Now, we need to inform Jesus that he should have died for all the denominations, but there is no reason for the denominations because Jesus came to purchase one church. He came to establish one church that we read about in Scripture. Now, the division that the world celebrates with phrases like, all roads lead to heaven, let's coexist. You have seen that bumper sticker in the back of the cars, as you know very well. And people may also tell you, hey, my friend, one church is as good as another as long as they are preaching Jesus. Well, it's the same division that Jesus hates and the Bible condemns in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 10 through 17. My friend, let us not think that the Church of Christ is a denomination or another denomination of the many that exist in the world. Be informed, be very well informed that this is not the case, but that the Church of Christ that teaches the right doctrine, that practices what the Bible says, is the church that we read about in Scripture. How we need to make the Church of Christ known everywhere. Now, how do we do this? We got to tell the people that there is only one church that Jesus established. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, Jesus says that he will build his church. He says to Peter, I will build my church. And you don't have to be really smart, my friend. You don't have to be really smart, brethren, to know this. I am not the smartest guy in any room, but that is okay. If I follow the Bible, I can do that which is right, and I can make it to heaven if I remain faithful. But paying close attention to this section of Scripture, let me remind you of the following. Jesus says, I will build my church, that is singular and not plural. So, why so many churches? Well, that is another whole sermon for later. There's only one church. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4 through 6, there's one body and one spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. If you're taking notes, my friend, this is Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4 through 6. Isn't the Bible so clear about this? Isn't the Bible so clear and wonderful? Because when we read the Scripture and we're honest with ourselves, and we can find the church that Jesus establishes in the New Testament. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13, the Bible says, for in one spirit we were all baptized into how many bodies? If you're reading your Bible at home and following along, notice, for in one spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one spirit. My friend, my brother, my sister in Christ, do not be ashamed of the church that Jesus purchased with his own blood. Acts chapter 20, 28. Now, I do believe that it is so easy. It is so easy to get sucked into the mentality that we have to accept the world and its practices. The world looks at the one true church and says, you guys are hateful. You guys think that you know it all. You guys are mean. But how can we be all of those things if we are just speaking the truth? If we are providing book, chapter, and verse, we are giving you the zip code to find the truth of God's word about this. Now, if we are informed by the Bible, my friend, then you know what? You cannot be wrong. If you just do what the Bible says, isn't that wonderful? You simply cannot be wrong. And this is wonderful news for me, and it helps me and encourages me, and it also gives me confidence in speaking all of these things, knowing that the truth is being proclaimed without a doubt. Not my opinion, not what I think, not a secret agenda, but just simply the truth of God's word. Galatians chapter 4:16 says, have I then become your enemy by telling you the truth? That is not the case, and that is not what I want. But my desire is that you at home, if you are not a member of the Church of Christ, that you considered all of these passages, that you are taking notes right along, and that you make a decision to study the Bible deeply, and that you ask questions, that you reach out to those who are members of the church, that you get in contact with those running this program, and that you ask them, how can I become a Christian according to the Bible? We will love to sit down with you and study with you and encourage you and show you in Scripture how to do this. As Christians, we got to tell people that if they want to be saved, they need to be part of the one true church we read about in Scripture. Ephesians chapter 5:23. Tell people that the one true church is different than the thousands of denominations that are out there. The church that we see in the Bible teaches the right way, simply the right way. It teaches, listen carefully, the right doctrine. Titus chapter 2, verse 1. The one true church, the church of Christ that we read about in the Bible, teaches the right worship. John chapter 4:24. The church of Christ that we read about in the Bible teaches the right way of God. John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. The church that we read about in the Bible teaches the right way of living. 1 Peter 1:16. And the church that we read about in Scripture teaches the right way to be saved. Mark 16:16. I have to believe and be baptized. And if I do those things, there's more things that I have to do that are not included in this verse. One hears the gospel. One believes in Jesus. One repents of his sins. That is change of mind. That is the Greek word metanoeo, changing our mind completely and following Christ. Then one confesses the name of Jesus, that he is the Son of God, believe in him completely, and then one is baptized. That means full immersion with the right doctrine, with the right teaching, and with the right obedience to those commands. Then one can be added to the one true church that we read about in the book of Acts. That is Acts chapter 2:38 and also verse 47. And that is what we have to do. And that is what we teach at the Lindsay Church of Christ. And I know that is what they teach here in this beautiful, wonderful program, the Gospel Call. Brethren, let us make the Church of Christ known in our community and around the world. And friend, you who are listening right now, and you are full of questions, you have many questions concerning religion, like why are there so many churches? Why do those churches teach different things? How can I know that I am doing the right thing? How can I know if I am worshiping the right way? Does it really even matter the way that I worship? Does it even matter what I believe? Well, let me tell you that the truth of all of this is that it does matter. If we are not doing God's will, if we're not worried and with urgency trying to do what Jesus tells us to do, then we are failing. A lot of people have the mentality that as long as you are a good person according to their definition of good, that if you give money to the poor, that if you do good deeds, that you are good in the eyes of God, that you are forgiven somehow, that as long as you have Jesus in your heart and you have prayed a prayer and accepted Jesus into your heart, then you are good in the eyes of God. Well, if we investigate what the Bible says and we are really honest with ourselves, friend, we can know how to be saved. And all of those points that I gave before tell us that I need to obey God's will. How can I become a Christian and belong to the one true church? I hear the word of God, Romans chapter 10, 17, John chapter 6, 45. I believe, John chapter 8, 24, Hebrews chapter 11, 6. I repent of my sins, Acts chapter 17, verse 30, 2 Peter chapter 3, 9. I confess Jesus, Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, Matthew 16, 13 through 16, and I am baptized so that my sins can be forgiven, Acts chapter 2, 38, and Mark 16, 16. And this is how I can become a Christian. Now, how wonderful. As we come to a close of this lesson, how wonderful is it to know the truth, to know that if we just open the Bible and read it carefully and are honest with ourselves and remove all the false teachings out of the way and we just read what the Bible says, I know that the Bible makes Christians and Christians only. So simple to know the truth, so beautiful, and as I have mentioned previously, it fills us up with confidence to know that we are doing God's will. We need to make the Church of Christ be known everywhere. But we cannot make it known, brethren, if our lives are full of sin. And we cannot make it known if our lives, well, we preach, are different than the message that we are trying to convey. If we have not been living right for Christ, brethren, it is time to repent and ask for forgiveness and be restored that we may walk in the light as He is in the light. But if you are not a Christian this evening and you follow all of those steps that I have shared with you, then you can be added to the One True Church. Before you do any of that, I would like for you to get in contact with Brother Tommy Brooks, to talk with him, to give him a call. And I will also love to sit down and talk with you and teach you what the Bible says about how to become a Christian of the one true church that we read about in the Bible. Thank you so, so very much for tuning in and listening to this lesson. Again, my name is Christian Torres, and I am the preacher for the Lindsay Church of Christ. At this time, I am going to connect you now to Brother Tommy Brooks.